The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Darren McCullough, who is a broadcaster, one leg of the trio on Ear to the Ground, columnist with the Irish Independent, and of course a farmer as well. And it is in that guise, Dara, that we're speaking to you today. Can you describe exactly where you are while you speak to us?
Yeah, I am standing in my favourite field that I farm. It literally looks out across the Irish Ocean. It's a 30-acre field. There's an old ruin in the middle of it. And when they were building back, whatever it was, 200 years ago, when they put up this this structure, they knew what they were at, a commanding view of the coastline, both north and south.
And what do you usually have planted in the field?
Beans was what we had in there this year, Kieran. So a crop of spring beans, which was just at perfect ripeness at the weekend. So weather conditions were good. The crop was in good nick. What's tricky about harvesting in this field is that we can't actually access it from the normal roadway. So we have to come down onto the beach, and we can only do that at low tide. And then, of course, there's all the excitement about whether the €160,000 combine is going to sink in the sand. And there's a whole cavalcade of vehicles go out ahead of it. And when we came down this time, we found new anti-scrambler barriers blocking our way onto the beach. So we had to ring up the council and get them lifted out. So by Sunday morning, just gone by, yesterday morning, we were all set. We had all the machines in place, ready to rock. I came down to the beach here at about 7 in the morning, just after dawn, to make sure nobody was going to block up the car park or the access point just onto the beach, and allow the huge big 4 metre wide combine down onto the beach and to get back up into the field to do its business.
When you got up into the field then, so you went through all of that drama, you got up to the field for the combine to do its business. What did you see?
So the first, there was little warning signs along the way. As I was coming down the road yesterday morning, I noticed a gang of lads at the side of the road at a random bus stop in the middle of nowhere. I was going, where did they come out of? Didn't think much more about it. When I got down to the entrance onto the beach, there was a few cars parked up, and I said, wow, these guys, this must be like some sports club, and they're out for their Sunday morning routine, you know, jog or whatever it was. Fair play to them. Got around to the gate into the field just ahead of the combine, and there was a couple of lads having a fag, holding a couple of beer cans, and my heart sank. I said, oh no, there's going to be a whole palaver here. A couple of lads have been an all-nighter here in the field. This could get messy quickly. And I hopped out of my Jeep to go up to them and say, lads, out of here, you know, this is actually private property, and we actually need to roll in here now with fairly dangerous machinery. And they did a bow turn, headed straight up the hill, up towards the ruins, and I trotted along after them. And as I crested the brow of the hill, the sight that greeted me was taxis, vans, hundreds of people, all milling around inside in the room. As I got close, I realized it was a guy furiously trying to pack away his amps, his decks, a huge big sound system. This had been a full-on party array. Yeah, full on. And I didn't know what to think. My blood was obviously up. I was going, what the hell is going on here? This is totally out of order. And at the same time, I was slightly fearful, like, okay, if I wade in here, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
But it turned out, and this is kind of an anti-climax for a lot of people, but it turned out they were a nice crowd, if you can call gate crashers in your field a nice crowd. Because basically I said, guys, this is over, party is over, clear off. You got to get out right now. And they literally did that. They packed up all their stuff and left. There was no abuse. There was no shouting. They even, get this, Kieran, they even had black bin liners, and they went around and picked up all their cans and beer bottles.
My God.
And guess what? Not one of them was Irish. They were all Brazilian. And if I was to wish for another gate crashing party, they'd be top of my list.
Yeah, okay. So look, they cleaned up. A good house guest cleans up after themselves. A good raver in your field, I suppose, does the same thing. I assume from a point of view of the harvest and everything, you wanted them out of there. Did COVID jump into your mind at all, or like how high up in your thinking was that?
Yeah, I have to say it was pretty low down the pecking order. Like my pulse was racing. I didn't know whether I was in danger, whether we were in danger of maybe having a whole altercation where, you know, the police would have to be called and harvest and grind to a stop. And bear in mind, you know, I had about 10 grand's worth of crop just at the right stage for harvesting in the field. All the planets had aligned, so to speak, in terms of tide, weather, crop ripeness, and we needed to go. We couldn't afford to hang around. So I wasn't thinking of COVID. I don't think I was the only one in that regard. There wasn't a single mask to be seen. It was a good old-fashioned knees up in the old sense of a party, yeah. I mean, there was couples canoodling and there was plenty of hugging. In fact, one of the lads that I was kind of escorting off the site at the end was trying to give me a hug because he thought I was such a sound farmer. And I said, well, that was the first point where COVID actually dawned on me again. I said, hey, whoa, I'm a nice guy, but I'm not that nice. Back away there now, pal.
And do you suspect maybe they've been using the field for this for a while, and it's only that you went up for so early in the morning this Sunday that you caught them at it?
Maybe I'm too lazy a farmer, Kieran. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, that's I didn't want to say it, Dara. I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I think somebody must have been here before, because the gate isn't always locked 24/7 from the road. We had the gate unlocked that night just to get machines in, but the gate was closed, so there was no kind of suggestion to, you know, passers by. To opportunists, come on in here, there's a great party spot. And it's way down, the site is way down a lane, it's like 700 metres from the road, so you can't see anything from the road. So this was definitely somebody who knew the lie of the land. And suddenly the word went out, lads, we have a free gaff, come on down.
All right, look, how's the harvest this year?
Well, we got the harvest completed. Like, I'm pretty happy today in the sense that was the very final day of our harvest. So there's a lot of pressure off the shoulders right now. So we got it all saved. It wasn't a great year. I mean, obviously there was wet periods and dry periods and yields are back and all the rest of it. But, you know, the job is done now. And I, like a typical farmer, I'm already thinking about next year.
All right, Dara. Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us this evening. Dara McCullough, farmer, broadcaster, columnist with the Irish Independent.